It's Guy B for the Navuna Business Finance Small Business Podcast, and I'm joined by an academic from London of great esteem. I was going to call you doctor. It's Professor.
Professor, if you don't mind.
Professor Stephen Barber.
Oh, yes.
Tell listeners a little bit about what you do.
Thank you. I'm a political economist, and I've written around those latest book, The Reclaiming the Revolution, all about really the technology and how we harness that technology really to meet our own aims as a society.
And then there's consequences.
Oh, the consequences if we don't. Of course, it's something that ends up being done to us rather than something that that we shape into delivering the sort of things that we want, the society we want, with the values we want and all the rest.
Well, we're going to get into small businesses now. You can hear some ambient background noise, everyone. I'm a guest host, Guy B, for the Navuna Business Finance Podcast, and we've decided for this second politically infused season to take the podcast out on the road, and we've been walking up the high street near South Kensington earlier today, looking at thriving local businesses. And I think it's important, as we have this debate and we listen to small businesses, let's get out and about. And Stephen Barber's with me, Professor Stephen Barber's with me now. Small businesses, bedrock to the economy, a lot of stuff on COP and a lot of focus on big businesses, and a lot of the headlines focus on the difference multinationals and things can make. What's your take on the importance of small businesses and the important role they could play in getting the country to net zero and having a more sustainable future?
I mean, I think absolutely crucial, really, because the big businesses, the visible ones, right, the big industry, they're the ones that you hear on the media. But actually, most people are employed in small and medium-sized enterprises. They're employed in these businesses. That's what creates most of the jobs and the growth, therefore, in the economy.
So they're important.
Yeah, yeah. Really important. And small business is also where you get the agility, where you get the enterprise, where you get the innovation. And they're the sort of organisation that can move fast, that can take advantage of new opportunities.
Now, Navuna's Business Finance has done a report, which you've had a look at, where they, an interesting topic, they ask small businesses how they rated the various net zero and green policies of all the major and the principality parties and a couple of the minority parties, without the sort of the political labels on. They shuffled up the policies and saw what small businesses thought. I think the thing that came out is that from the research was really the big thing on changes of stance. I mean, certainly there was a clear position earlier this year that a lot of small businesses thought, if the government or if the opposition party are changing their plans, or there's questions over the affordability of the plans, or they're just being pushed back 20 years, then maybe I shouldn't take it so seriously. A view from you on some of that data?
I think you're right with that. What jumped out at me on that was that obviously all organisations and businesses operate in the environment that's created, and that environment, that business environment is made up of all sorts of things, including, of course, what the government does, says, and the legislation it puts forward. And that's a really important driver of the sort of strategic business decisions that are made. And where government says one thing but then backtracks, that creates uncertainty for businesses trying to make decisions. What was interesting for me is that so many of them said, well, it doesn't matter, we're doing it anyway. Yeah. Regardless of what government says today, we've already started making these plans. We've already innovated. We've already started looking beyond the political cycle. Maybe that business cycle is more long-term than the political one.
Yeah.
And, of course, at the moment, it surely is. Where business gets accused of being very short-term, actually, we've got government that is making pronouncements and policy in a very, very short-term electoral environment. And that creates a real difficulty, I think, for businesses trying to plan for more than one, two, three, four years.
And I guess given the nature of policies from all the parties that have more than half an eye on votes, I guess, therefore, we're going to see a period of caution from some businesses this year where they're going to maybe wait for an outcome. I mean, the growth figures, which Navuna Business Finance tracks, does show a decline for the first time in 4 years this quarter, and the quarter of small businesses predicting growth. It doesn't necessarily suggest bad news ahead, but it does suggest a period of caution that people are kind of holding on until they get a clear indication on what the future looks like.
I think that's fair, and to put that in a broader context, I think we've had a relatively long period now of not just uncertainty, but where government has taken very, very short-term decisions. We've had, you know, a series of governments within one parliament, if you like. That, of course, has had to deal with things like COVID and lockdown, which has been massively, massively disruptive. But it has also chopped and changed very, very rapidly, not only with its own, you know, kind of prime ministers and senior ministers, but with the direction and the kind of political road of travel. So we have a government since 2019 which isn't sure whether it's a kind of a big spending, big intervention one, or a small government, and it's jumped rapidly from one to the other. It's never had that kind of long-term economic strategy, that idea of where do you invest, where do you put money that's going to be investing for the long-term industrial sectors in Britain, one of which, of course, is going to have to be around green tech and things like that and sustainability. Yeah. And business has lacked that for quite a long time.
Another thing that comes out of the Navuna business finance research, which was interesting, and although on face value the numbers low, some might view the numbers being quite high, but from the research done in the last year, 40% of small businesses polled around the country said they had someone in place, full-time or nominally, as an extension of a role, who had a responsibility for sustainability. Now, I was surprised. I thought it was quite high, actually, 40%. But relative to big businesses, the other point to take out is a lot of small businesses, unlike big businesses, they do not have departments doing this.
Yeah, I agree. I'm surprised, actually, in a formal sense, that it's that high.
It's 15%.
Yeah, yeah. But isn't that interesting that businesses are really taking that initiative and see this as such a growing big theme, yeah, that you can't ignore, that has to be part of your business portfolio or your business strategy in some way. You have to view where you're going strategically as a business partially through this prism. It's so important. And actually sets businesses apart from, I mean, we just talked about the government, really quite apart from the government in terms of that responsibility that's been taken. It's really interesting.
If it was you, Professor Stephen Barber, going into number 10.
Yeah, and he might be, right? I mean, it might be. Maybe they'll appoint me.
It's a very good name for a prime minister. No, but let's say whatever party it was, you going into number 10 after the next election. What might you do to kickstart or accelerate a sustainable revolution in a positive way for the small business community?
And I don't think that's unusual, by the way, that
going to number 10.
No, that's not unusual. No, it happens all the time. No, I don't think it's unusual that when we have national kind of policy pronouncements and we talk about industry and we talk about business, that we predominantly reference the big ones, the big industries, the big employers who are the most visible. But of course, most people are working for the smaller ones, and so they become, in a sense, just as, if not more important. I think we've alluded to some of the things that needs to happen. I think there needs to be a much more long-term, sustainable plan in terms of how we are going to manage the economy, which sectors, how we're going to invest, what skills we're going to invest in. I think there needs to be very serious consideration of which technologies we're going to harness and use and invest in and develop the skills to use within our economy. I think there is a big question of, and interestingly, I think thematically, Johnson was on to a point when he talked about levelling up. He just never did it. Yeah. And actually, the where growth is and where these industries are and where there are business opportunities, there is so much potential, I think, across the UK economy that's just not able to flourish, and being able to see growth and investment in sustainable industries and sustainable opportunities, which are going to be global, should be available across the economy.
It's funny, we were having a chat for Navuna with a small business again in London a couple of weeks ago, which will be on a future podcast, They were a tailor fashion business, a small bit, lovely small business in the centre of London. But it's interesting because I was asking about what shapes their views on sustainability and how they practice it, which they did very well. And this was another thing which was quite refreshing, is they said, to paraphrase, you know, they didn't really have time to keep up with all the regulations and all the codes and all the rules coming out. But they said, we just do it because we know our customers expect it. Mm. Because they're actually closer. The CEO is closer to the customer because he talks to them every day.
Yeah, and a lot of small businesses, of course, are operating within their local economy. They're servicing their local economy and their customers are there. And that's sustainable because they're not transporting things across the world. They're not building up those air miles. And businesses which are closer to each other and sustain each other are, of course, greener and much more sustainable to the economy as a whole.
Mm. And also, I guess the other thing for small businesses, one last question, Stephen, to ask you. A lot of small businesses, I guess because they don't have a big department on sustainability, because some of them, I'm not being rude, it's possibly a choice, because do we have time to do this? We're trying to run a business, manage the P&L and the cash flow and late payments, all these other issues. Some businesses see it as a huge cost, because the cost of getting new machinery or electric fleets or solar panels or whatever, it can be expensive. Some see it as an investment. But I guess that leads to the question, what might small businesses want from a new government, whoever it may be? I guess there's a practical thing, is tax cuts or financial incentives probably would mean a lot immediately to small businesses.
Yeah, and there's probably a third as well, which is that there are huge opportunities in this sector, because where there is rapid change, there's opportunities to be disruptive and to come up with new innovative solutions to things, which perhaps the bigger industry is not providing. But yeah, I think probably what, I mean, interesting to see what your the smaller businesses that you're interviewing say. I think some degree of certainty is probably number one of what's important. So if we're going to move in this direction, what does it mean? When's it going to happen? How's it going
to
happen?
How much time do I have to prepare?
Yeah. And are you going to stick to it? Or are you going to change it when we've made a lot of these changes? Are you going to start reversing this because for whatever political reason? And I think that degree of certainty and stability and clarity of economic direction, I think will go a long way. And I think that's probably number one.
And what did you think of the report? You had a quick read, the Nabuna
business report. I mean, what I thought there was, there was obviously a lot of support for lots of individual initiatives. Actually, the job of a policymaker would be to try and make sense of that and to try, what does this mean strategically? Where are we going to take it and how do we put a package together which is going to deliver both the kind of sustainability aims, but also provide an environment where businesses can innovate and profit. And that's the important thing.
Well, anyone listening who wants a copy of the Nabuna Business Finance Report, it will be available on the website. But for now, from the heart of London on a spring evening, with lots of people walking around, it's a lovely, lovely scene. Professor Stephen Barber,
nice
on behalf of the Nabuna team, thanks for joining the podcast and best wishes for a very happy summer.
You too. Thank you very much.